ASSINIBOIA. It was a big weekend for the Assiniboia Rebels in the Notikeu Hockey League, posting 2 wins at home and further cementing their top of the league status. Friday night, January 27, action saw the Koronik Merchants visit the Southland Co-op Center, the number 2 team in the NHL, threatening to knock the Rebels off their pedestal. Assiniboia was first to hit the scoreboard with a goal from Bryce Hall, assisted by Sean Whalen and Kyle Hall, making for the lone goal of the first frame. Second period action was where the Rebels began firing their guns, adding 4 more points to the scoreboard. Kyle Hall, from Daxon Peterson and Whalen, doubled the lead early with his power play goal. Peterson, from K. Hall and B. Hall, would go on to grab a power play goal of his own a few minutes later. Bryce Hall, from K. Hall, made the game 4-0 with his second goal of the night. However, Koronik was not about to leave this contest without making their mark. Alex Hicks, from Robert Hillier, took advantage of the extra man to break the shutout. But, that glory was short-lived as Bryce Hall, from K. Hall, would answer with his hat trick, earning a 5-1 lead for the Rebels. Third period action traded goals for dropped gloves as tempers flared. The Merchants ended up with the most time in the sin bin, punctuated with Josh Hansen's 5 minutes for fighting and game misconduct. With neither team tickling the twine in the final frame, that 5-1 Rebels lead would stick as a final. High off their rough and tumble win, the Rebels were ready to host the Glentworth Thunder on January 28. First period action saw the Thunder taking a 2-1 lead, being first to the scoreboard with a goal from Cody Corcoran, from Blair Spengler and Josh Smith, with just over 5 minutes left in the first. That goal seemed to spark Assiniboia, though, as Whalen, from Mitch Boucha, tied the game a couple minutes later. However, a solo firecracker from Ryan Brisebois would give Glentworth that point advantage. The middle frame was dominated with Rebels goals, first from Kyle Hall, from Peterson and Boucha, halfway through the frame. Mitch Hollick, from Lane Kayer and Spencer Bushel, added a lamplighter a couple minutes later, then Peterson, from Whalen and Kay Hall, rounded out scoring, giving Assiniboia a 4-2 lead going into the third period. Now the final frame seemed to be the cliffhanger, with both the Rebels and Thunder providing some action-packed plays. A shorthanded goal from Bryce Hall, from K. Hall, mere seconds into the third period set the course. Riley Malone, from Zach Evans and Derek Lesmeister, echoed shortly after, then Kyle Hall, from Matthew Lothian and Kayer, added his second goal of the game, capping Rebels' scoring at 7-2. Not to be outdone, the Thunder rallied to shorten the gap with a pair of goals from Cam Schaefer, from Chad Brisebois and Taylor Cowie, and a solo attempted from Bo Larson. Despite their efforts, Glentworth couldn't quite catch up, giving Assiniboia the 7-4 victory. We're coming to the last weekend of the regular season, and the Rebels will host the Avonlea Arrows on February 3 before rounding out the home-at-home meetup in the Avonlea Arena on February 4. Other league action sees the Merchants visiting the Thunder on February 3, then the Gravelburg Hornets coming to the Glentworth Waverley Sports Gardens on February 4. One final regular season matchup will see the Arrows play their third game in as many nights when they travel to the Koronik Sportsplex to battle the Merchants. R. Kudrowski at sasktoday.ca.